In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our gospel today, our Lord is approached by one of the scribes. Unlike many of his colleagues, the scribe in our gospel today sees the wisdom of Jesus and approaches him in a genuine search for truth. Scribes were highly trained in the laws of God, since their role was the accurate transcription of that law from scroll to scroll. Most of these laws concerned ritual cleanliness, the offering of sacrifices, the proper keeping of the Sabbath. Now, none of these laws were bad. In fact, each of them was given by God. But the purpose of these laws from the beginning was to lead Israel to a greater and more perfect love of God and neighbor. The scribe seems to recognize this, but he wants to see, out of all of these laws, which one our Lord thought was the greatest. And Jesus' answer is, of course, that the greatest law is the law of love. According to St. Mark's version, the scribe recognizes the truth of Jesus' answer, but he also elaborates on it, that to practice love of God and love of neighbor is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Again, there was nothing wrong with sacrifices. Our Lord himself would have participated in these sacrifices. But all of these were meant to fill God's people with a spirit of sacrifice so that they would be able to offer their own lives as a sacrifice, an offering to God. Our Lord, of course, knew that ultimately all of those sacrifices of the temple were to be fulfilled by his own perfect sacrifice of love on the cross. And so when Jesus saw that the scribe answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." He does not say to the scribe, "You are in the kingdom of God," but rather, "You are not far from it." It's clear that the scribe had an insight that was sorely lacking among many of the leaders of Israel of his day. He recognized the priority of love over every other action in serving God. However, despite this insight, neither he nor any other person before our Lord's death could adequately fulfill the greatest commandment. Because of sin, man had been wounded in a way that he could not repair. And because he lacked the grace of God, lost in the fall of Adam, he could not, no matter what he did, love the way that God commands. But with his death and resurrection, our Lord healed us of our wounds of sin and restored us to a state of friendship with God. In baptism, the Lord gave us grace through the Holy Spirit, and we became children of God, not in a figurative sense, but truly having God's own life within us. Grace has brought us into God's kingdom, the church, and it's only in grace that we're able to fulfill the commandment to love. And right before his death, our Lord tells us exactly what form this love is to take. He tells his disciples, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." And how has he loved us? By giving up his own life on the cross. He continues to give himself to us every time we come to Holy Mass. We here are witnesses of that same saving sacrifice of Jesus Christ and are privileged to receive him whole and entire in Holy Communion. In whatever we do, all of our efforts will ultimately be in vain if they are not done in the grace and love of God. But through grace, everything we do for God and for one another is elevated. It is made holy. It is joined to the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. And God willing, day by day, we become more and more like him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.